From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has decided to scrap plans for a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. The move comes after a reassessment of the missile threat posed by Iran. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Bush administration had championed a missile defense system with missiles in Poland and radar in the Czech Republic. But Mr. Obama has decided to change course because new intelligence suggests Iran is not developing the kind of long-range offensive missiles the system was designed to protect against. Instead, Mr. Obama says the U.S. will now focus on developing a less costly, less controversial system to defend against Iran's short and medium-range missiles.
To put it simply, our new missile defense architecture in Europe will provide stronger, smarter, and swifter defenses of American forces and America's allies.
The prospect of an American missile defense in Eastern Europe was also an irritant in U.S. relations with Russia, which the Obama administration is trying to reset. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The decision to scrap the Bush administration's missile defense plan is getting mixed reviews on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it makes sense, but House Minority Leader John Boehner says it's misguided.
I think it shows a willful determination to continue ignoring the threat posed by some of the most dangerous regimes in the world while taking one of the most important defenses against Iran off the table.
Boehner accuses the Obama administration of caving into pressure from Russia. President Obama has awarded the nation's highest military honor to Army Sergeant First Class Jared Monty. Monty was killed in the mountains of Afghanistan 3 years ago while trying to save the life of one of his men. It's the first Medal of Honor Mr. Obama has awarded as president. The student loan industry is facing a major overhaul under a bill approved by House lawmakers. The bill was passed on a vote of 253-171. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The legislation seeks to end subsidies to the private lenders who make student loans and expand the government direct loan program. Supporters of the proposal say the bill will keep interest rates low and stable for students. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It makes major investments in higher education for all Americans, and it does so with money to spare, having $10 billion. Deficit reduction contained in the bill.
Opponents argue that the legislation is another example of government intrusion. Banking lobbyists say more than 35,000 loan industry jobs could be at stake. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Trading was choppy on Wall Street today near the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 18 points at 9,772. The NASDAQ was down 8 and the S&P 500 down 4. This is NPR News. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi says today that it would be best for international troops to leave Afghanistan soon, but that any decision would be made with allies. Berlusconi made his comments to reporters following an attack on an Italian military convoy in Kabul. The attack killed 16 people, including 6 Italian soldiers. FBI agents have been visiting Home Depot stores in the Denver area looking for suspects who might have purchased common chemicals that can be used to make explosives. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Officials tell NPR that agents armed with credit card numbers of individuals fanned out all over the Denver area. They are asking local home stores for surveillance video coinciding with specific dates and times. They're focused on 2 or 3 individuals who bought a dangerous chemical often used to clean concrete. The concern is that it is easily mixed with other easy-to-get chemicals to create a volatile explosive. That kind of bomb is an Al-Qaeda favorite. Richard Reed, the so-called shoe bomber, put this kind of explosive in his sneaker. The 2006 plot to blow up airplanes in the UK also was going to use this kind of device. The store visits come just days after authorities searched apartments in Queens, New York, and one in Aurora, Colorado. Those searches were in connection with a possible terror plot. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A lab technician at Yale has been arraigned on a murder charge. Raymond Clark was arrested today at a hotel and charged with murdering graduate student Annie Lay. Her body was found Sunday inside a wall of a research building where they both worked. Clark is being held on $3 million bail. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.